Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump on his way to Vietnam this hour, where he will attend the APEC summit. He has just been in China, where he took a softer tone on subjects like North Korea, as well as trade, when meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
I have great respect for you for that, because you're representing China. But it's too bad that past administrations allowed it to get so far out of kilter.
Mr. Trump also highlighted his incredibly warm feeling toward President Xi and concluded his remarks by touting his great chemistry with the Chinese leader. U.S. Treasury Department has sanctioned 10 Venezuelans, including a number of government officials, latest step by the Trump administration to pressure Caracas over what it sees as an erosion of democracy. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert explained why the sanctions were issued.
They've committed acts of fraud, censorship, and corruption designed to silence the opposition and secure victory for regime candidates.
Nauert and the United States will maintain sanctions on designated Venezuelan government officials until they break from President Nicolas Maduro's dictatorial regime, she says, and support the restoration of democracy and constitutional order. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis says he has discussed Russia's violation of arms control treaty with his NATO counterparts and that they were looking at how to bring Moscow in compliance with it.
With the INF, this is absolutely necessary to sustain confidence in arms control agreements, and we're doing so in a substantial, transparent, and verifiable fashion.
Russia maintaining the U.S. is in breach of the same treaty. This is VOA News.